For the Browns to turn the franchise around means a great deal for us because the fans. They're loyal, they're passionate about the game, they understand the game, and they want a winner too. And there's no question in my mind that Jimmy and Dee are putting those people in place, the right structure in place, the right system in place, and building for the long term. And it's going to happen, and it's going to happen, you know, in due time. And I believe that, and you see it.
We need to get to winning. And I think that's what it's all about. I don't care, you know, what we're doing. You know, we all want to be competition-aholics, you know, at the end of the day, because that's what this is all about. We want to go compete, and we want to compete to win.
The goal this year is, you know, really improvement and progress and being competitive in any game that we play. But we want to see our team and our core take another step forward as we continue to build a foundation that allow us to have sustained success and really be a perennial Super Bowl contender for years to come. So we're looking forward to seeing that growth. We're looking forward to continue to strengthen our culture, and we're really pleased with at least the early progress this year and the work that Hugh and staff has done with a very young group.
You know, right now what we want to do is win every opportunity that we have to be out there. We're excited about where we are, and I think people can feel that we are young and starting to amass a good amount of talent that's going to allow us to compete to win our division, get into the playoffs year over year for some time. We still have a lot of work to do. There are no pats on the back here internally, at least for winning free agency or the draft or anything like that. I mean, everything has to translate on Sundays into winning, and that's incredibly important to us. And until we establish that, we won't feel much settled. And even when we do, we'll be looking for the next week and next season to do it again.
You got to have the right vision, and I think we do. I think you have to have a plan on how you want that vision to manifest itself, you know, as you go throughout the year. And I think we are definitely, you know, in the midst of that.
Nobody wants to be patient. We don't want to be patient. We're probably some of the least patient people around. You know, we want to be as good as we can as soon as we possibly can. At the same time, we actually want to be great. We're constantly asking ourselves on a daily basis, what can we do to be great, and what sacrifices do you have to make to get there?
Our culture is going to be established in terms of how we play and how we compete week in, week out. So I think, you know, what I tell the fans is keep expectations high. We have those expectations high internally. And in time, I think you will see the team, you know, begin to deliver on those expectations.
The NFL is a competitive business, to say the least. And no one's going to feel sorry for you when things aren't going your way. You know, when a draft pick doesn't work out or when somebody gets hurt, you just have to find a way to continue to compete. You know, the good news is, because it's so competitive, we're just full of really driven people where, you know, everyone's just so anxious to sort of find a way. And they're going to do everything they can every day to, you know, figure out a way to make us just 1% better.
Proud of you guys, man. Proud of what you're doing, but keep getting better at it.
I think all the great teams out there, they're building their team every year, you know, and they're building it with both the short term and the long term in mind. We don't want to go on a 1 or 2 year run. We want to be good for, you know, a really, really long time. So we're going to be building each and every year, knowing that, you know, we never have the perfect roster and there's always room to get better.
You know, we certainly feel prideful about all our guys for the organization. We want all those guys to come out and play and compete. And it's important to us that they do embrace what it means to be a Cleveland Brown. There's a lot of pride within this building about representing that helmet and this city. And we want to make sure our players understand that and reflect that as well.
We're chasing winning every game that we play. So we're not going to back away from that. I don't think you can. I think that has to be the mindset. Where that falls, I'll let everybody else judge that. What I'm going to do is coach this team as hard as well as I can and create the right environment for them, and then we're going to go out and play as good as we can and let the chips fall where they may.
You got to compete for it, man. Let's go, man. Family on three. One, two, three. Family. Family.